Ladies and gentlemen, boys and the girls, welcome to another exciting episode of Collecting Weekly Question of the Week. My name is Zach. I'm joined by Dean the Dream Martin. How are we doing today, Dean?
What up? Not much.
How are we doing
today? Oh, wait, how am I doing?
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Sorry.
There we go. Okay, what so are we doing? Do not much. Dean, last week we asked the people of the world, what is your favorite accessory? And we got a lot of responses. We'll nice. Start here on Collecting Weekly Auxiliary. Jason Nelson, actually got to see him today. Lovely, lovely angel. Says the NECA Toonie Terrors Wednesday Addams thing. And, of course, just being a little silly, Dean. Being a little silly. We also had some comments on the video, rather, some of them on Instagram. We'll start here with Ian94, the giant fist for the armored Deadpool just makes me smile. If we were including bases, then the quarter scale Spidey's vulture wing, but the Hulkbuster spirit punching arm, now that is an accessory. Keep up the good work. Thank you, Ian. We do appreciate the comment and the kind words.
Yeah, those are all solid choices.
Truer words never spoken. We also got to hear from the moose. We do love our moose. Mine moose. Is the white statue from Yan Toys, Alex/Clockwork Orange. You know. We also did have some comments on Instagram. Don Maton says, the Desperado crotch gun I received from Zach's Wonderland. He had me print this. It was right about, he might have been one of my first customers. From Zach's Wonderland, but it was a little, it's funny, it's literally a barrel and two fucking, in fact, I need to pull it up, because it's actually quite funny. Let's see, Desperado crotch gun. I think, Dean, this is what we need to be concealed carry around these parts here. It's literally a dick and balls gun. It's so funny, but he had me 3D print this for him, and I think he had the leather already made, so... appreciate the business there, and I promise I did not pay anyone to plug Zach's Wonderland. But Fordo says, my Zach's Wonderland burnt Vader helmet. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Fordo, I hope you're enjoying your honeymoon. I'm sorry that we couldn't get you that Umbara ARC Trooper. But Dean, my question for you and for the world, for all of the tens of listeners, is what is your next purchase?
Oh, that's a good question. Man, it's... That is a really good question. Like, in 6-scale or in general?
I'd say... I want a really good answer from everybody. So I wouldn't say, like, oh, I'm gonna get a... Not, no offense, but, like... What's your next big purchase? Like, the purchase that you're thinking about, you know, the purchase that keeps you up at night, like, trying to find that deal, trying to, you know, maybe it's something you're looking for, maybe it's something that, you know, you've been saving up for that, you know, what's the big thing on the horizon for you next? I mean, of course, if it's a Marvel Legend, that's perfectly fine, but I want to know, Dean. I want
to
know
what's got your jimmies. Yeah, no, I'll send it to you right now. Just if you want to pull this up on the show, we've talked about this briefly when it was announced, but it's the Prime One Studios Masterline Black Clover Asta.
Oh yeah, we did. I remember this.
About $700. Yeah, I have a few dollars in rewards with Prime One, so I could get it a little cheaper. And then my sister said she would give me $100.
Wow, can she give me $100 for my purchase as well?
No, I don't think so. I think kidding. It's more because I'm her brother. I know.
Oh, okay. I'll dare you.
But I really love Asta as a character. And the statue's super cool. His design changes kind of going into season 3, and I'm not like the biggest fan, so this is like right before that. So I feel like if they do another Asta, it's gonna look like he does later. So like this is kind of like the version I want to get. It's I think it's 6 scale. So it's not quite as big as a third scale, but like he's got a big ass sword, he's got a wing, he's on a base, so it'll still be a pretty impressive piece.
Yeah. I wouldn't even sneeze at that though. I mean, I just got that Venom Spider-Man statue, and I believe that one's 5th or 6th scale. The hands are similar in size to the Hot Toys 6th scale, and I mean, it's a pretty big statue.
Yeah.
I mean, relatively. I mean, there's guys that got fucking life-size statues, so
yeah.
For me, it seems pretty large.
Yeah. So, yeah, this one I've been hemming and hawing on over and over again, and
wow.
I think I'm just kind of ready to pull the trigger. I'm trying to pay down my. I have a PayPal credit line. I'm just trying to clear that up before I start, you know.
Smart moves.
Adding smart to moves. It again. But, yeah, so I'll probably make a move on this kind of after I do my taxes, see where I'm sitting, see how I'm looking. Because it doesn't come out for another year anyway, so.
Because
they just announced this, what, like maybe like 4 or 5 weeks ago, so.
Yeah, you got plenty of time.
Yeah.
Well, you let us know, Dean, when you make that purchase. So for me, this is a piece that wasn't really on my radar. I've been kind of picking up, I would say, the accoutrement pieces that might look good with it. And I want to say it was Pose Wars. It may have been Thomas. I could be wrong. God, it's really stressing me out who it was. I don't quite remember who it was. But, Dean, when we saw this figure in Pose Wars, it completely changed my mind on this figure. It's the Zombie Deadpool. Now, I like Deadpool. I've owned a Hot Toys Deadpool twice before. I think you actually own one of the ones that I owned previously.
I do.
But I've been picking up. So I started with the, what was it, the Zombie Iron Man. I picked up the Zombie Hunter Spider-Man. And I think adding the Zombie Deadpool would be fantastic. In fact, I had Victoria... I printed and then she painted a head sculpt for the Iron Man that sort of matched the look in terms of like the eye color and the flesh color and the blood color, or the blood effects rather, of the Tony Stark. So I think this is going to be the next thing in my collection. I know this isn't technically like the official like Marvel Zombies. It is branded Marvel Zombies, but I don't think this is how Deadpool looked in that comic book. And it's not technically matching either of the What If Zombie Hunter Spider-Man or the Illusion Iron Man, but I just think it looks so cool. I think a shelf with these three would be really cool. And so this is going to be my next purchase. I've seen this as low as, I think, about $180.
Oh, it's not bad.
If I can get this for, like, now my goal is to get this for $150. So if you're watching this and you have one for $150, let me know. But this is, I think, my next purchase. And after that, I don't know. But I think it's just like when we saw it at Pose Wars, it was just such a fun figure. It has so many different parts that you can use. You get the Headpool, you get the Ninja Squirrel. I mean, it just seems like such a cool figure. I'm a big fan of board games. I don't know if you know this, Dean. I don't talk about it a lot on the show, but we've been playing the Marvel Zombies, Zombicide, and... it's just been getting me wanting to, you know, collect a Zombies line. So, yeah, this is going to be my next purchase, and I'm so excited about it.
Yeah, I remember vividly when Marvel Zombies first came out.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, how big a deal it was. And I remember thinking, like, I guess, like, is it the point that they're all heroes and now they're just zombies? I always thought it was kind of goofy, but...
it is kind of a silly book.
Yeah, but, like, that's the fun about comic books, right? They could do anything they want, and
which is great. It's a funny book, because I think in the comic book, like, Silver Surfer comes down, he's, like, acting hot shit, and then he gets eaten, and then Galactus comes down, and he's like, what the fuck? And then he gets eaten, and then the zombies become, like, Galactus, and this is a spoiler, but... it's like a, you know, eight-year-old book. But they start, like, traveling the universe and, like, eating everybody. And it's a really cool book. And the board game's really fun. I actually just picked up the Heroes Resistance. It's like the sort of mini version of the game where you actually play as the heroes instead of the villain or the zombies. And it's so fun. I'm so excited. I may do a video on it at some point on the channel, but
yeah,
I do like zombies.
It was 2005.
It was when The Walking Dead came out. Or like a little bit before the comic book came out.
Yeah, it was like zombies were huge back then. I was in high school. And I remember going to Alien Worlds. And they had the zombie Spider-Man, like Marvel Legends figure.
Yeah. Oh, I want that one. And Marvel my Select, cousin I think was...
Yeah, back then my cousin was writing like a zombie story, and he was just like in love with it. And I was just like, I don't know, because I think, was he missing a leg or something? And I was like,
yeah, so
close him up.
The leg, it's like detaches, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, dude, I love Marvel Zombies.
Yeah, the God, 2005 is so long ago.
Dude, now I want to get the fucking. Like graded comic, that's like $300.
That's for the number one.
But I wonder if there's like a cheaper, like a 9.6. What's a 9.6 cost? Let's see, 9.6. No, the difference is like $150.
Yeah, but then if you go to resell it, just like $150, you'll probably take a bigger hit than that later on. You know what I mean?
No way.
Like, if you spend $150 now, it could be worth...
I'm not going to lose $150 in the future.
I don't think you'll lose $150, but if you just got the 99.8 to begin with, you'd make more. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. We have very different views about money. I'm not a millionaire, Dima. Very different views about money.
I guess.
I could also just be cheeky and get the Marvel Zombies... True Believers number one, which is the same cover. It just has a blue stripe on the top. It's like $40.
Oh, that's there you this go. One here.
Look at that. Save me, you know, $300 compared to this one, which is $260. But I do like this cover. Oh, I do like that cover. Look at that homage cover.
Yeah.
Anyways, cool. Let us know in the comments. What is your next purchase? We will read all the comments next
week.
If
you can include photos.
Well, it's a YouTube comment mostly, but yeah, post this on Auxiliary.
Well, because yeah, people post it on Facebook or Instagram. Oh, they can't
I would
post
say,
on Instagram either.
I would say if you're watching the video, comment on the video. And even if you're on Instagram or Facebook, comment on the video because the interaction helps. But wherever you comment, I will... conglomerate everything into the video regardless. It just makes it look cooler if I'm not the only one commenting. Yeah. But anyways, we love you guys. Everyone have a good week. Dean, good luck getting your Prime 1 statue. And if you have a zombie Iron Man for $150, or if you really like me for free, let me know. I'm just kidding. I'm not gonna get free, but you know, if anyone really wanted to bless me, that would be pretty cool.
You never know, dude. That never hurts to cool. ask.
Yeah. Anyways, love you guys, and we'll catch you on the next question of the week. I was going to say unboxing. Give me a bye, Dean.